As promised, joining us right now from Virginia, the Commonwealth there, former KMAC 28 reporter, now current 13, I got to get your call letters here, Nick, WVEC political reporter, Nick Oxner. Nick, you're at a special event tonight in Virginia as you're covering Ken Cuccinelli.
That's right, yeah. I'm here in Richmond with the Cuccinelli camp and the Republican Party of Virginia at their election night headquarters, where E.W. Jackson and Mark Obenchain are also here in addition to Governor Hopeful, Ken Cuccinelli. That's right.
So how's the atmosphere been there tonight?
Yeah, the atmosphere is actually picking up. The crowd is growing in size. The excitement is picking up as well, mostly because Cuccinelli is actually still currently, at last check, leading in the results with about 55% of the results being reported. Cuccinelli still had about a 7-point lead, and that was when I checked about 10 minutes ago. The exit polling data is also tightening up. About 20 minutes ago, CNN reweighted their exit polls and put some new numbers up, and the race was within 2 points, which is a lot better than the first round of exit polls ahead, McAuliffe winning by 7. So when those were announced, the crowd cheering, applauding a little bit, and folks starting to get a lot more excited here in this room.
Nick, Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas. My question is, since I don't know Virginia, what are the areas of the state? I mean, I know where the that the northern part around D.C. has become heavily Democrat and the rest of it is generally fairly conservative, but we've seen these numbers with Cuccinelli coming out with a really big lead on the front of Drudge Report. Now it's tightened up. He's at, I think, 48, 44 is in favor of Cuccinelli's what Drudge has at the moment. Where are these votes coming from, and is that what's still out, the heavily urban Washington, D.C. periphery?
Yeah, and that's exactly it. Most of your, we'll call it the most urban part of D.C. there in Northern Virginia is expected to put break from McAuliffe. Of course, he's spent a lot more money up in that area. He's done a lot more campaigning in that area. President Obama was just with him there, as well as other high-profile folks there, stumping for McAuliffe. And that area is largely what's out. The totals that we're seeing so far are from the areas that you should be worried if Cuccinelli wasn't winning. So that's something to remember. The other places to keep your eye on is where I currently live, down in southeastern Virginia, there in Hampton Roads. And at last check, we were still waiting on at least four counties there in Hampton Roads. And those, quite frankly, could be a toss-up. Hampton Roads is traditionally pretty purple. Both candidates have made multiple stops in the area in the last week or so. Cuccinelli focusing more in the Virginia Beach area and places like that. Terry McAuliffe focusing more in places like Newport News and Norfolk. But that area is definitely a place to keep your eye on, too.
The political advertising has really been what we would expect, those of us who have been around a long time and know who Terry McAuliffe is. I mean, this has been, it's just been run anything, no matter if it has any anything related to the truth. What's been the reaction to voters in Virginia? Is it been one of an appalled nature in Southern Virginia and nobody cares in Northern, or what's the feeling on the ground?
Well, it's interesting. And two anecdotes just from today. I was with Cuccinelli as he stopped and shook hands outside a polling precinct here just outside of Richmond. And I asked Cuccinelli, I said, what are you hearing from voters today as you shake their hands? And he said, three things. We're hearing about Obamacare. We're hearing about the economy and taxes, and then we're hearing about ads. And they're just, you know, no matter, different ads all around, but folks are stopping and asking me about ads. I then asked a voter, a man leaving the polls, I said, you know, what do you think about all the negativity? And they said, well, that's just how politics works these days. And he actually thought that the negative ads, coming from both sides, mind you, were just the fact of life. And it's interesting to note that McAuliffe had such a huge fundraising advantage over Ken Cuccinelli that there were just, a tidal wave more negative ads against Cuccinelli, not only coming from McAuliffe's campaign, but also from his groups that were aligned with him, the labor unions, the teachers union, you know, folks like that.
Yeah, the mayor of New York, Bloomberg. involved in the race. How do people, Virginians have a long tradition going back to, of course, General Washington and even before that. And until this urbanization happened, Virginia was one of those states very much like Texas where people identified themselves as Virginians first and Americans second. With urbanization, that stuff seems to be ending. But how do people in Virginia feel about, has there been any talk about having, you know, the New York City billionaire mayor and people like that interjecting themselves in their race?
And not to the average man on the street. I think they're somewhat used to it because this is a battleground state. So that means every year, every 2 years, depending on the election cycle, the country turns their eyes to Virginia, especially in an off-year election like this, where your governor is one of two gubernatorial races in the country. But I will say that I was at a rally with Ken Cuccinelli, where Rand Paul was actually with him as well last Monday, and both Rand Paul and Ken Cuccinelli used Michael Bloomberg as a punching bag throughout the night. So maybe the grassroots are certainly paying attention to that. He's given Michael Bloomberg's involvement has given the Cuccinelli campaign definitely something to talk about, if nothing else.
Hi, this is Ken Corbin. There's been a couple of stories come out about some of the Obama campaign bundlers helping the Libertarian to pull votes away from the Republican. Has there been much made of that in Virginia?
You know, I saw that this morning, probably just like a lot of other folks saw that as well. And I think that is coming out a little too late for to be a factor in the race. I will say, however, that a lot of Republicans I've talked with in the week or two leading up to this have been doing a lot to attack Robert Sarvis, that Libertarian candidate, who in some polls is getting as much as 10 or even 13%. Of course, tonight he's been hovering around the 7% in the exit polls and so far in the early results. But you also noticed that in the last week or two leading up to the election, Ken Cuccinelli brought in Rand Paul, brought in Ron Paul,
yeah,
brought
Ron
in Marco
Paul,
Rubio.
That's what I thought. Yeah, Ron yeah, Paul Marco. Came, and I think what I read here in Texas was that they were specifically there to try to help counter this because well before that story today was out, insiders knew that this Libertarian effort was a kind of a false flag operation to begin with.
I think we're going to see a lot of those
coming in,
not just Virginia, but elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Right, and when I was with Rand Paul there last week, he specifically attacked Robert Sarvis and said he's, you know, some of what he might be, you know, pushing as Libertarian, but a lot of it is not.
Right.
And said that, you know, he made a direct appeal to those folks who might be thinking about voting for Robert Sarvis. And he said, you know, Ken Cuccinelli is a Libertarian, has some Libertarian tendencies. He's certainly a conservative. And this is your man that you want to vote for if you're inclined to, you know, support a Libertarian ideology. So they've definitely, that is where the Cuccinelli campaign has been focusing their energy on, is pushing back on the Sarvis campaign and trying to win back some of their voters, because I don't think anyone would argue if you were to say that, you know, the person most hurt by a successful Sarvis campaign is the Cuccinelli camp.
Did you have a chance, Nick, to talk with any of the voters down in Hampton Roads today before you made your way up to Richmond?
No, I was on a in a car pretty early heading up towards Richmond. You know, that being said, talking with the Richmond guys a little bit as I did, I got a decent flavor of how they were thinking today.
And what did you find? Was it more along the results that we've seen so far at the ballot box today, or did you end up talking with more supporters from one of the campaigns?
Yeah, and I was in a conservative-leaning county where the lone Democrat handing out ballots, you know, was friendly with the Republicans because he said otherwise he wouldn't have any friends. So I imagine it's probably how a couple Democrats, you know, the few Democrats in Lubbock probably feel about the same way. But, you know, by and large, folks were taking, you know, the Republican literature. They were open to that. Cuccinelli was well-received as he was shaking hands, even from folks who didn't seem to be supporters necessarily, were still interested in what he had to say. So, you know, you got a sense that folks, above all else, a lot of people were declining to take those sample ballots. A lot of folks looked like they're walking in, had their minds made up. And you got to remember that that is probably the result of these people being inundated on the airwaves for months and months. You know, there has been so much, so many ads, so many forums, so many articles, so many issues raised in this race that if you didn't know who you were voting for before you walked in that poll today, you've probably been living under a rock or, you know, out on a sailboat. in the ocean, you know, for the last year.
Well, sadly, my experience in being out there running elections and being at the polling places, there's still 20% of the people that went in there today that had no idea who either guy was. That's just the sad part of when you push a lot of turnout in an election. Overall, your impressions since you spent some time out in West Texas, and now you're in a part of the country that used to be pretty solid conservative, now urbanizing just as Texas is. Any comparative thoughts just in your recent experience in both places watching campaigns?
You know, I think it's interesting because the folks moving in and urbanizing in Texas are a lot heavily Hispanic, so. You know, there's a different kinds of issues that are that each state are dealing with. And so, you know, the Republicans are trying to figure out how to keep their majority and appeal to the, you know, new wave of Hispanic voters that are moving in and starting to get active in campaign. But here in Virginia, you're getting a lot of military, which are very transient, moving in and out. But of course, the government's a big employer here in Virginia. And then you're getting a lot of high paying, high well educated, you know, class of people who are moving into the Washington, D.C. area. So it's interesting that the same kind of growth and development are happening in both states, but I think from two very different classes and groups of people that present their own, you know, challenges and opportunities.
Nick Oxner from WVEC joining us tonight on KFYO election coverage. And Nick, as we've been on the phone with you, just to give you the latest numbers from the Virginia.gov website.
I heard some more cheering, so it must be good.
Yeah, Cuccinelli at 47.5%, McAuliffe right now at 45.2%, according to the results from the Virginia Secretary of State's office.
And that's interesting because Cuccinelli, talking to him last week again today, he is relying on his grassroots supporters who all along they've argued were under-polled, and every poll that has had McAuliffe leading pretty heavily since July. And he says, well, his constituents were under-polled. He's relying on this grassroots network and a huge turnout campaign. And so it's interesting that, to some degree, what he is saying is absolutely correct.
Nick, thanks for your time tonight, and we'll turn you back over to the Cuccinelli campaign and reporting in Richmond.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
No problem. Thanks, Nick. Nick Oxner of WVEC, formerly of KMAC 28, one of the big national races tonight, and glad we were able to spend a few minutes talking about what's going on in Virginia.